Well, I might as well talk about this now. It's the news according to me. Yeah, I realize it's not, it's the time, I didn't give my, you know, the last show I realized I started off, and I didn't, I started off with the whole Where's Waldo thing, and I said he's hanging out with Governor Newsom. I never finished that thought. I went off on this thing about Alec Baldwin and his buddy, Waldo. So I apologize for that. I did not continue on with that thought. And here's the thing. And I was everybody's kind of been joking about or kind of going, Governor Newsom had a – he was last seen getting a booster shot from in California like 2 weeks ago. He has not been in the public eye since. Now, people in his administration are saying, "Oh, don't! It's a bunch of baloney. Oh no, it's nothing. Oh, it's just where is he then?" Now, there is an issue with the J&J. Johnson & Johnson is not faring well in the recent data coming through. I'm going to jump right into this because this is the COVID report. I'm going to call it the vaccine report. This is not working well for Johnson & Johnson. The other, I think Pfizer has the best efficacy longevity right now of all three, of the three main ones. And J&J is not doing so well. The J&J, after 185 days or whatever it was, is down to like 13%. And I think after 211 days, it is undetectable in the data in terms of efficacy. Apparently, after 211 days, there is no more in all of the testing that they're doing. They can detect zero immunity. Now, the way a vaccine normally is supposed to work is it triggered mostly the flu shot. This is the way I understand it, which is it's not an mRNA flu shot. People were getting flu shots every year. They were not mRNA flu shots. And I call it a synthetic flu shot or a synthetic vaccine. The reason that the flu shot was usually effective is because they actually injected a weaker strain of the virus that they thought was going to be that year's flu. And your body then developed the immunity by resisting it. So the flu shot would be injected in your body then would create the antibodies and the resistance of that flu strain. That's not the way mRNA works. And this is where Robert Malone, Dr. Malone, this was his big concern from the very beginning with the way they were using this thing. They're using the cytotoxicity to combat the virus, not the protein thing that they're supposed to. It's not the way it's supposed to work, basically. In other words, your body's not developing natural immunity. This is where ADE comes in, the antibody-dependent enhancement. And it's a little bit of a problem, or could create a problem as we go on and we go further and we keep getting these boosters. Now, the booster from J&J apparently was what Governor Newsom had. There is an issue now with that booster, or with that particular, the only reason it was a one-shot deal, it was more of a traditional style. I don't believe the J&J was an mRNA. And apparently there's all kinds of issues been. Now, the Moderna shot, in my understanding, is that in Denmark and I think in Canada, it has been outlawed now for anyone under the age of 23, I think 23 or 24. It was either under 24 or 23 and under. I can't, or maybe 24 and under. I can't remember. Right in that age. Can't use it on kids. Because of the issues with, it was a long name thing that was basically had to do with heart swelling, heart issues. and blood clots. The Pfizer is the has kind of come out on top on most of this. Now, if you realize, Pfizer also sponsors most of the news organizations. If you haven't seen that clip of all the different endings and beginnings of a lot of these news organizations and all the Pfizer advertisements, brought to you by Pfizer. It's everywhere. And it's no wonder that they're defending this thing, which makes you kind of wonder about whether or not the results and the data is actually accurate or not. The efficacy apparently after 6 months is down to at least 50% on almost all of them. After 6 months, it drops exponentially. We haven't even gotten to a year yet, and we're talking about levels in the 20 to 30% range for resistance. This is pretty disappointing, to say the least. And now, of course, they are saying, in fact, I think that was the NBA, somebody, I think it was NBA, has now said that if you're the players, if they have, even though they're fully vaccinated, if they don't have the booster, they're considered unvaccinated. That's the point where we're at now at this point. You may have gotten both jabs, and now you have to have a booster, or you're considered unvaccinated. This is not just disappointing. It's a little bit alarming to me. In other words, this thing is not as effective as what we thought. It is not the answer to the problem. And yet it is continuing to be the, you've got to get vaxxed or you're going to be killing or you're killing everyone. You have the freedom to kill me with your COVID. The president himself is saying that if you're not vaxxed, you're a danger to society. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. People are finally realizing, and I'm hearing it from even some people on the left now are saying, finally, confessing and admitting, hey, if you've been vaccinated, you can still carry the virus. In fact, the viral load is just as high in a vaccinated individual in the nasal pharynx or whatever it's called, The viral load is the same as someone who's not been vaccinated. Now, here's the thing. If you've been vaccinated and you're asymptomatic, and I've said this before, if you have the vaccine and you're asymptomatic, you can carry it and not know it. And you're just as dangerous as someone who's not been vaccinated. However, the person who's not been vaccinated will have symptoms and they probably will stay home or you'll know that they're sick. Unfortunately, they may get really sick and have more complications because they haven't had the vaccine. So this is the teetering thing we're on here at this point. This is where the decision has to be made. And I continue to hear them say, this is not coming from any reports. They cite no data. They cite no research when they say this. They say, well, but if you've had the vaccine, you're more resistant to the variants. That is absolutely patently false. According to the data and the research and the reports coming out of almost every country that has had this thing, they are all saying natural immunity has fought off the Delta variant better than almost to the point of like seven times better or more. I think it was more than that actually, but I'm going to go with seven. Seven times better with natural immunity than the vaccine has. The vaccine was very narrow in its scope, whereas natural immunity actually went much broader in its ability to fight off the variants. So, but yet they're coming out and saying this stuff, and they're quoting numbers of children who have died, ridiculous numbers. 138,000 children have died. Where? That is not the case worldwide. I don't think you can even make that case worldwide. It's like less than 100 people in the country, children under the age of 11, have died from COVID, and they all had comorbidities. And it's questionable whether they died of COVID or died with COVID. So it's outlandish the way they are just throwing these numbers around, and yet the reports from the CDC do not show that. And they're getting away with it. Of course, nobody's going to fact check them because we got to get everybody jabbed. It's got to happen. What is the big push, and why the hysteria and the, it's got to be done now. We have to set deadlines. Get it done by then or else. And yet we have higher caseloads now than we ever did. I believe it's Ireland. Some of the studies done in some of the more higher population areas in Ireland, I believe it was 97% of this one county was fully vaccinated and was having the highest outbreak in cases. Now, that's not necessarily hospitalizations or deaths, but the cases are higher. When that happens, now you've got more opportunity for variants to occur. And what are they doing with these people? And what is that variant, or what is the virus doing in people? Here's what we don't know. If someone who's been vaccinated gets the virus, what does the virus do in that person in terms of mutation? That's what we don't know. We could be creating or fostering an environment in vaccinated or unvaccinated individuals. We don't know either way. Maybe by not getting vaccinated, you get the virus. You're more of a breeding ground for some other kind of variant, because natural immunity will change it somehow. Maybe the mRNA virus will cause the virus, or the mRNA vaccine will cause the virus to change and mutate in some way that we don't know. That's what we don't know. And that's why this whole thing is like, why are we rushing this thing and treating people like second-class citizens? I think I had this up yesterday. I think I took it down off my board here. Yeah, I don't have it up anymore. There was an organization, a hospital, actually is in Colorado. The governor signed into law that hospitals and doctors can reject treatment to anyone who's not been vaccinated. They can favor the vaccinated over the unvaccinated. And they're not going to get in trouble for that, because now it's a state law. Absolutely insane. And you have to ask yourself why. What is going on here? There are individuals who simply cannot take the vaccine. I mean, it is like medically, for them to take the vaccine would not be good because of whatever their situation is, whatever their medical problem is. There are people who don't want to take it because they've had COVID and they know that they have natural immunities. They've proven that they've got antibodies, and yet doesn't matter. Got to get the jab. Now this whole thing, and I saw this on Dr. Oz the other day. He was saying, yeah, if you have natural immunity, you have this kind of immunity. If you have the vaccine, you have this kind of immunity. And every time it would go up. Natural immunity wasn't nearly as good. Hey, this is your resistance level. It was really low. And then he showed this little chart and he said, and it was all based on, it was on a little digital chart. It wasn't based on any studies. It was just all lights on a board. He said, if you had the vaccine, this is how much immunity you have. And of course it was like 10 times more, which is absolutely false. Then he showed, if anything, it's about the same in terms of immunity to the original virus. Then he showed, now, someone who's had COVID and they've gotten the vaccine, this is their resistance. And it was like the board just lit up all over the place. It was like this huge, it was like 100 times more resistance. And he didn't cite any studies. He didn't cite any research, no medical data, nothing. This was just the way it was. And this is where I do not trust them, when they start throwing that stuff out there. Oh, well, I saw it on the board. This is what Dr. Oz said. Oh, well, look at all that. Dr. Oz must know. Cite something. I saw this on Captain Kangaroo. Let us know something where you found this information. I just came up with this. Look at the information that just fell out of my butt. At least tell me where it came from, because you're not doing that. And that is the questions we should be asking. I've told someone recently, I was sitting down at a table. I think I've told this story before, but I'll tell it again. Sitting down at a table with eating breakfast with a group of people at a hotel that I knew, people I knew. And there was a young fellow there, a little whippersnapper, half my age. And he, I brought up the issue of, if you have the vaccine, you can still carry the virus and you can still, other people can still get it. You can still spread it as well. Well, this little whippersnapper, he decided to step on my lawn. And he started talking about how it's 99% effective, blah, 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 went on this whole thing. There's only 1% chance that you're going to. I have no idea the data that he was giving me, where he got his numbers. There has never been anything other than this new pill they've come out with now, that this is a whole new thing. Nothing in the vaccine world ever did they ever have a 99% effectiveness of anything. I don't know where he got his information. I was just kind of like, that's a number I have never heard in relation to the vaccine, any vaccine. So I don't know where those numbers were coming from or how they were concocted, because I didn't engage in that argument at all. And of course the news media would have you believe, and the doctors that are bought out by Pfizer would have you believe that breakthrough cases, they like to call them breakthrough cases, as if they're really rare. Well, they're not so rare, actually. The more they're studying it, the more they do it, the more quiet it gets, they get about it. Because apparently, as they're testing people now who've been vaccinated, see, the problem was they weren't testing anybody who was vaccinated. It's just, well, you've been vaccinated, okay, well, then you're good. The problem is now they're testing people who are vaccinated in some of the research that they're doing, and they're finding that there's almost the same number of people who are contracting COVID in outbreak areas. The difference is you don't know, because they're asymptomatic. So it's almost the same number of people contracting it. It's just that you don't know it. Now, there were a lot of people who contracted it before. There's a certain segment of the population who were contracting COVID who were also asymptomatic, didn't have symptoms, or had very light symptoms. Those people are just the same thing. They're carrying the virus and you don't know it. But apparently that happens with people who've had the vaccine as well, if they've had it recently. Now, whether or not the effectiveness of fighting off the symptoms continues on after the effectiveness of whatever it is, this is just really weird. It's just the hysteria surrounding this thing has really shocked me, and I do not understand what this is all about. I think part of it is the political rhetoric that has been behind it. It was the anti-Trump hatred or whatever it is that has permeated society and driven us nuts over the last couple of years has somehow now fed off into this mass reaction to vaccines. And it has become polarized and politicized to the point where people cannot hear or don't want to hear, or what they have to say gets shut off, because it doesn't go along with the narrative. So, I just wanted to put on a little show this evening. I know I didn't put a last night. On Monday night, I didn't get a show out there. I apologize. I was planning to, and then I got really tired and ended up going out to eat with my wife, and that was more important. So I ended up being really tired when I got back in, and didn't feel like doing another show. So, I do apologize for that, but this show this show will be put out probably around 5 o'clock this evening. It's about around noontime on Tuesday. This is a pre-recorded thing. However, tomorrow morning, there will be an early morning show and then an afternoon show for the rest of the week. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday will be regular shows and a little bit more on a regular schedule, hopefully. At least that's the plan, unless something else, you know, some other wrench gets thrown into the monkey, into the gears somewhere. So that's all there is for now, folks. It's a short show. This is the short show. The early show was a long show. This is a short show. Tomorrow evening's show will be a little bit longer. And we'll see what happens in the news, and I'll just be giving you my take on the news, according to me. And that's all we got to say today. God bless everybody. Have a great day.